It's in 1 Corinthians, and it's chapter 1, and verses 18. Oh, thank you. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. So the gospel message is powerful, and we can say amen to that. Amen. The gospel message changes people. The gospel message takes us to places that we think we could not go. The gospel message makes us whole, it makes us new, and it makes us clean. And verse 20, it says, where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. And the gospel message was so simple that even the wisest and the most smartest people couldn't understand it. The Jews were looking for a sign. The Greeks wanted the wisdom. But Paul and the apostles preached the resurrection of Christ. That's how you get saved. It's not by wealth. It's not by what you do. But it's by what you believe. It's by what you put into your heart, not what you put into your pocket. So the next verse is, for the Jews demand signs and the Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to the Jews and folly to the Gentiles. But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So Paul, being a Pharisee of the Pharisee, you know, he persecuted the faith. Even he was changed by the gospel. Even he knew its simplicity. And we too, as believers, we should understand that that simple message has power. And it needs to change us. It needs to rearrange us. We need to take those. We need to grow, develop, and take those steps of action in our faith, in our walk with Christ. It's so important because the Bible tells us that we're a light in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. And it's so important that we bridge those gaps between the adults and the young people, that we may disciple them, cause them to grow in their faith, that we can impact that dark place outside, you know, to our neighbors, to wherever God has you. I'm in Hong Kong, so I try my best to do it there. And for consider your calling, brothers, not many of you were wise according to the worldly standards. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were noble birth. But God chose what is foolish, that's me, in the world to shame the wise, that's me, that's you, that's us. Pastor Steve gives testimony all the time, right? Amen. He couldn't even, he could jump fences. He can run from the police. But now God is using him. Isn't that amazing? So God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are. I used to think that I was going to be a drug addict my whole life. Me and my friends thought we're going to smoke marijuana, snort crystal methamphetamines, drink beer for the rest of our lives. That's what we thought. In Brooklyn Elementary, we would say, this is what we're going to do the rest of our lives. This is what we have. But no, God has more for us. God has more for us. God has more for you. And that's why he made something out of nothing in my life. I was nothing, but now because of the gospel, because of that simple message, which is truth and reality, I have become something. You guys are something. God does want to use you. God wants you to be about his business. He wants to take you places. He wants to do great things with you. Amen. So that no human being might boast in the presence of God. It's so wonderful, interesting, and exciting to know, why does God want to use me? Why does God make something out of nothing? Why does God use the foolish things and the weak things? So what? For what? For His glory, for His message, that we will boast of Him and not of ourselves. I mean, I dropped out of school in the 11th grade because I flunked twice, and I was in San Diego High School, and I looked around, and all my friends were gone. I was the big kid. I was the big guy. I was a big guy in high school, you know, and all these little kids, I'm like, I'm out of here. I just left. It was the first day and the last day for me. I'm like, I'm gone. I walked across the street like most of us did, like a lot of people did, to try the continuing education, and I'm like, I'm not doing this either. But after I got saved, I don't know, I think it was from reading the Bible, like my brain became activated, you know, it came alive. I was like, well, I can read. And I went back to that, I don't know the name of it, but across from San Diego High, you can go and take your GED. And I went and I took it, and I had to write an essay, and all I could remember was the sermon and the story about the printing press. And so I wrote about the printing press, how they had developed it and created it so they can print Bibles. And so I did an essay on that. And the lady was like, that's great, you're ready. You pass. I was like, really? She's like, yeah. I was like, wow, praise the Lord. So I got my high school diploma. I had nothing, and then I had something. And it was all because of the gospel message. So, and because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that, as it is written, let no one boast in the Lord. Amen. And the message is so simple that all we can say is amen. And I'm so thankful that it's simple, because if it was complicated, I mean, I'd still be in Sunday school or something. I still be signing up to watch kids for women's ministry, you know, so I can try to learn something. But I'm just so thankful to God, and I'm so thankful to you guys. And please come down and visit us. If we don't have your email, or I don't know your name, so we can be friends on Facebook or whatever, please come downstairs and share that information with us. And I believe everybody is a believer in here. If you're not a believer, if you've heard the gospel message and you never responded to it, then I would ask you to respond today. In your heart, that you would respond to the gospel message and that you would begin your walk with the Lord. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Father, we just pray for these people here at North Park Christian Fellowship. God, that you would continue to cause them to grow and develop and just take steps of action in their walk with you corporately as a body here and individually. For those that have never responded to the gospel message, Father, we pray that today would be the day of salvation for them. Today would be a day of just rearranging their lives for your purpose. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.